I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal cross country coach Tracy Moorhead as the season is finally underway. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. You were out at Mains Grove here on a Thursday night, so I'll ask about that meet and some of the results here in a sec. But just a big picture here, season, you know, is back underway. What have you liked about the first few weeks of practices, getting back into the swing of things with the team and ultimately, you know, back up and rolling here?
Yeah, we're super excited about the season. It seems we start right when August begins, and it's nice to finally get to our meet. The kids have been working hard. We have 22 kids out for the cross country, seven of them being girls. So good numbers. We lost quite a few seniors last year, so you just never know how that's going to go. So very excited about the numbers that we have out. For cross country, it's a hard sport. You know, running 3.1 miles week after week. And so sometimes we have true people that love cross country. Other times we try to recruit people based on, you know, if you're not doing a sport in the fall, come out for the sport and get better for your winter sport, whether it be basketball or wrestling or whatever you choose to do. Then we just have kids that just want to try a sport, be involved, and get in shape. So kind of have all those aspects amongst the team, and every individual reason, it just makes the team that much more fun. So,
yeah, and so when it comes to some of the results here last night out at Mains Grove, starting with the girls' results, Mackenzie Valley was your top finisher by far, 16th place in 22:45. And then, let's see here. It looks like Adley Groenwald in 79th place, your next highest finisher. So, but certainly Mackenzie, I know she is one of those, you know, still an underclassman, but a veteran to cross country at this point. So when it comes to some of those girls' results, what's kind of your take on how things went last night?
Yeah, Mackenzie ran really well. I was really pleased with her time. I think she was also. So they medaled the top 15. So she was just, you know, one place away from that. But she ran well, and she's really helping. Her and Emma and Marley are really helping a couple of our new joiners, just how to run the meet and what to expect and what their strategy is. So, yeah, it's a very really fun team. It's nice now that we have a time. You know, I tell the kids, whatever your time is, that's what we build on now. So now we have a 5K time. For some people last night, it was the first time that they ever had ran a 5K. So it was exciting to get that little bit of anticipation and stress off of them. You can do it. We've been practicing. You have the endurance to do so. So now we have our starting point, and then we'll just work to improve our individual times from there.
Yeah, and then on the boys' side, looks like a couple of top 30 finishers there. What was your take on how things went for the boys last night?
Yeah, we have some boys really that can run, and some newcomers that have joined the team that really shined last night. Arnold finished first for us at 20:08, a really good time. Then Will Bosberg was right behind him. Reed Masters is a new to our program, and he came in and got third on our team. And then Connor Miller was right there behind him. So we're excited about that. Ryan Magner was our fourth. He is dual sporting, so he's doing cross country and football. So we're excited to have him join the team. And then Max Kofoot returning for us, ran a good time. And then rounding up our varsity was a freshman, Connor Cook. That was his first 5K experience ever, and he was pretty excited to get in there and then to be in the top seven on our team. So very exciting for them, and some close times in the boys' side. So I anticipate even that there could be some switching around, and just within the team competitiveness on who's running well that night, or, you know, just can keep pushing each other.
Yeah, and when it comes to you know, the veterans on the team, I know it's a younger team as a whole, but for some of those veterans, you know, that competed last year and stuff like that, what are you seeing like as far as time comparisons, you know, from last year at this time to this year? Are you guys kind of where you want to be, or what's kind of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so most of them are right there. Before we ran on Wednesday, we talked at practice. We always remember the PR. We always remember our best time. But that best time is usually at the end of the season. So give yourself some grace going into this meet. that you probably aren't going to PR. You know, we're working to continue to improve and get faster and more endurance. So I think a lot did that. We were able to go back and look at some of the times on how you ran in our first meet last year. We didn't run the Iowa Falls one. I believe it was too hot, but like at Webster, what time did you run? So that's nice. And there are times where most of them were better even. So that gives a lot of great anticipation for what the season will bring.
All right, just a couple questions left for you. You had mentioned a fair amount of newcomers, at least to the varsity scene anyway. What have you seen from some of those newcomers that, you know, I guess as far as the potential and what's it been looking like so far as far as getting, you know, some of those underclassmen, you know, up to speed and, you know, well, what it takes to compete on varsity at that level?
Yeah, cross country, like I said earlier, it's hard. It's physical, but it's also mental. Just keep pushing yourself. Working hard at practice to continue to get better. The newcomers that we came on the boys' side, three of them were in the varsity. So obviously we are very excited about them joining the team. And then on the girls' side, it was more just to getting over their nerves of what this is going to be like. Mains Grove is a harder course with the hills, and the kids enjoy it because it's not a golf course, but there's a lot more terrain up and down and different things. So I think everyone kind of survived last night, and now we can move on and continue to improve on what their time is. So we just have really, really good kids. They come in and work hard, and it's really a good chemistry amongst the boys and the girls as we practice together, and just a lot of fun.
All right, so when it comes to the upcoming schedule, Tuesday you'll head to Webster City, and then the following week, Belmont Clemmy. So a little bit of a steady ramp up to the schedule here, a week or so between the meets here, at least to start the season. What's kind of your outlook here for these first few events of the year?
Yeah, it's nice to start one a week just to get our legs underneath us. Obviously, everyone has a 5K time now, so we'll work to improve that. Mains Grove being a little bit more of a difficult course, I anticipate many of the runners running a little bit better time, even though the distance is the same. The Webster City course is a lot flatter than what we just ran. So, so we're excited to see what the kids can do. And, I always tell them they put more pressure on themselves than I'm putting on them. So just always go do your best and see what we can do.
All right, we'll certainly catch you guys in action here more throughout the season, but any final thoughts you'd like to share at this time?
No, I'm excited for the season, and I'm glad that you guys reached out. We'll have our home meet, I believe it's October 3rd or 4th, that we'll have our home meet, so talk before then to see if we can get a big crowd out for that meet.
You bet. Looking forward to that. That's Hampton Dumont Cal cross-country coach Tracy Moorhead joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports.